good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. OMG. There is a room full of people here today. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
I was not lying. It is Indie Give season, and joining us is Executive Director of Give, Barb Van Hoy, is here. Hello, Barb.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Textiles West Director Liz Kettle is here. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you so much for being here. Christy Milligan, CEO, Westside Cares, is here. Hello.
Good morning.
So glad you are here. And from the Pikes Peak Philharmonic, Tom Fleece, Amy Plapp are here. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Did I say hello like that enough, you guys think?
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
You guys, it is an exciting time of year. It is Indie Give season. And Barb, give us a little background. You know, we have lots of folks that are moving to our community. They may not understand what Indie Give is or the impact it has on our community. And it is very, very impactful, isn't it? How did it all start, Indie Give?
So it started in 2009 when the Independent Weekly newspaper decided we want to use this great platform to share with the community great nonprofits. So starting in 2009, I think there were maybe 35 nonprofits, raised $120,000. And since then, this campaign has raised over $11.4 million for 204 local nonprofits.
Isn't that amazing? And you even now, because it is so impactful, you guys now release an annual impact report.
Yep.
So you can see the impact report for last year's Indie Give has been released. And then you also have the guide for this year's Indie Give. This is a little large newspaper.
It is. It's 24 pages.
Yeah.
And most of it is dedicated to short descriptions of the 100 nonprofits we're featuring this year across 11 categories. So that's in the Independent, the Colorado Springs Business Journal, the Pikes Peak Bulletin. And of course, you can see it all even more online at our giving website, which is indiegive.com.
Now, Barb, why do you think this has been so impactful? We know we have an extremely generous community. I mean, unbelievably generous, a community that supports everyone and everything possible. Do you think it's kind of because it's so organized and together and people can go look in one spot and be like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, I love, oh, yeah. I mean, it's because it's truly impactful.
It is. And people tell us they love it because they can go to one place and find a whole bunch of organizations, causes that they care about, and do one easy transaction.
Yeah.
We believe, and people keep showing us that if we give them the opportunity, tell them about things they maybe didn't know about, that they really care about, make it easy, they want to give and they do give.
Now, you said again, this year is 100 separate organizations, nonprofits, the most ever.
Yep, the most ever.
That's incredible. And each year, it's not like the same, like, oh, you were in last year, you're in this year, it's a given. No, it doesn't work that way, does it? This is a huge process, isn't it?
Right. Every year, nonprofits have to apply to be part of the campaign. They give us their best pitch in terms of what impact they're going to have, and then they participate. We provide training in fundraising and marketing, and we have a lot of the same groups that participate many years at a time, but we always have somewhere between 20-25% of the nonprofits are brand new to the campaign.
Wow.
So we both, like, you know, your old standbys who you love, you're going to find them,
yeah.
But we're also going to find you new organizations that you've never heard of that you're going to say, wow, that's cool. I want to support that.
But every year, even if they are part of Indie Give every year, they still have to reapply.
They do have to reapply, yep.
And then the review process, like you said, is everybody gets together. There's a group that gets together and reviews. So
yep.
What are some of the qualifiers that you kind of look at?
So the most important thing for being in the Give campaign is that you have convinced our panel of experts that you are effective at the work that you're doing. You know, so when we put an organization in the Give campaign, we are saying that this group is worth your donation. They are worthy of your support. And so then we also look at small organizations. That's a niche that the Give campaign does. We will take a group if they're doing great work. They might be brand new. They might have gotten their, you know, nonprofit designation this year.
Yeah.
So we look at that. And then we also kind of we want to have a really big mix of variety of organizations. So not only health and human service organizations, we've got the arts, we've got Great Outdoors, we've got all the animal groups. So part of it, too, is trying to put together a great mix to offer the community.
And what's incredible is if somebody's listening right now and going, I would love to be, we're a new nonprofit or whatever, we'd love to be a part of Indie Give. Don't think like, oh, we apply in October and by November we no, this is almost a year-long process, isn't it?
Yeah, the applications will open in March and they're due toward the end of April.
Yeah.
So go to our website. Toward the bottom of the homepage, there's a kind of blog news item where you can sign up for our newsletter and you can get information. We do free information sessions, 2 or 3 of them in March and April. So you can come and learn what it is to be part of the campaign, how do you apply, and it's an online application.
And again, let's tell everybody where they can get their IndieGive, a newspaper, because it is huge. So it highlights, again, all of the organizations that are in this year's IndieGive. Also, it's available online, but where can they pick up their annual IndieGive info?
So the Give guide is in the Independent newspaper. You can always come down to the office if you want to come say hi to us,
yeah.
Which is 235 South Nevada.
You can't miss the building. It's gorgeous.
And then really the best place to get, you get more information, links to all the nonprofits, all the beautiful pictures is indiegive.com.
So that's awesome. Okay, let's take a break now because we're going to introduce you to some of the amazing organizations that are part of the Big Give campaign this year. That's next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking all things IndieGive today, everybody together. Woo, woo!
Woo!
It's a room. That was not enthusiastic, you guys.
Oh, it's early.
We need a little better. Let's do it. Woo, woo! Woo! Joining us this morning, Executive Director of the Give Campaign, Barb Van Hoy is here. Hello, Barb.
Hello.
Director of Textiles West is here, Liz Kettle. Hello, Liz.
Good morning, everybody.
Christy Milligan is here, CEO of Westside Cares. Hi, Christy.
Good morning.
And Tom Fleece, Amy Plapp from Pikes Peak Philharmonic are here. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about some of the amazing organizations, as you just heard, that are part of IndieGive this year. And Liz, you must be out of excited. I mean, just over the moon excited.
We are so excited.
So you are the director of Textile West.
Yes.
Textiles West. Now, you're new.
We are fairly new.
Yeah.
We are. We're just a little over 3 years old right now, and this is our first IndieGive campaign, so we are so excited. A little overwhelmed with everything to do, but it's really exciting to be able to get our name out into the community so people can understand who we are and what we do.
So who are you and what do you do? What does Textiles West do?
Well, at Textiles West, we believe that making feeds the soul, the environment, and the community. And we know that a community that is full of makers and creators is much stronger, more vibrant, and healthier.
Yeah.
And that's so important in a growing community to keep those connections alive. We have a vision at Textiles West of a world where all materials are either repurposed, reimagined, or upcycled.
Right.
Textiles, most people don't know this, textiles are the second largest polluter on the planet, on a global scale.
I did not know that.
Second. Well, if you think about it, we're surrounded by textiles. This room
right.
is covered in textiles.
It
we're
is.
All wearing clothes.
Yeah.
And we have to change the way we interact with the fabrics in our lives. And we think Colorado Springs can be a leader in that charge of sustainable.
And we're starting to kind of see a global push, right,
mm-hmm.
to this. So yep. like you're saying, to step out and kind of show this can be done.
Right.
And upcycling, recycling, all that stuff is critical.
Right. And then we do that through classes, through our events, through the different things that we talk about. We're hoping this year to start a podcast that really brings in a bigger audience. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the classes you're talking about. Do you offer classes? So are these classes that are open to the public? Can people
yes.
take part in all of this?
Yes, we do have a membership, but classes are open to anybody and at any level, even the never, ever, never done any textile work at all. And we cover the gamut of sewing classes, surface design, and fiber arts.
Wow.
So let me tell you a little bit about the difference.
Yeah.
So and a lot of our classes coming up are for gifts around the holidays. So some of the ones we have are in sewing, we have a Making Memories pillow pocket book. Pillow pocket reading book. So it's a pocket where you put a book in, and then it's to put a book for a special child.
Oh,
and
fun.
Then it's kind of a nice memory for the kids to sit with their grandparents or
right.
their parents, and that's their special nighttime pillow. In fiber arts, we have which is anything that has to do with fiber, wool, alpacas, big hair.
Yeah.
And so one of the classes we have coming up is making a beautiful set of felted mittens.
Oh, fun.
That are beautiful, decorated
yeah.
any way you want. It's personalized to fit your hand exactly.
That's
very
fun.
Cool. And surface design is the one that confuses people. So that's dyeing and painting on fabric. And we have like three or four different types of silk scarf making classes this next 2 months coming up.
So if folks want to get registered, so like you said, it is a membership.
Well, we have a membership, but classes are open to anybody.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. So if they want to get more information about the classes, get signed up for, because that could be fun.
Yeah, they're all on our website.
All in the
and
okay.
Some of them are really, if you have people coming into town, think about doing a class together, especially if the weather's not great.
Right.
You know, you can pull together and do a class. It's always fun.
So how can, tell everybody what your website is so they can go get registered for these classes.
Mm-hmm. It's www.textileswest.org.
Perfect. Textileswest.org. Mm-hmm. And of course, again, you're part of Indie Give. How exciting is that?
We're so excited.
I mean, yeah, the impact. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really great for my team to pull together some special events for Indie Give.
Yeah.
So this coming Sunday the 17th at 2 p.m., we're having a free screening of the documentary River Blue. It's not really an easy film to watch, but it's so important. It's part of what drives my staff, who are all volunteer, to work so hard, because it talks about the pollution of the textile industry.
Wow.
And then we'll have a kind of a informal table discussion of what we can do individually to change. Have an impact personally.
So what would be some advice, some ways that you would tell everybody right now what they can do to reduce their textile footprint?
Well, if you go back to our website, we have a list of 18 super simple things that you can do on a daily basis that will reduce your textile footprint. But some of them are simple as, when you're shopping, ask yourself, do you really need this? Or are you satisfying some other need that you have by purchasing something?
Right.
We have something like 60% more purchases of garments than we did just 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's an astounding number.
60%
more. 60%
more. That's incredible.
Yeah. So in addition to that, it's like, what fibers are they made out of? Right now, people don't really understand what polyester is. It's made from petrochemicals.
Right.
It does not decompose. So
if it's getting thrown in the trash.
And a huge amount of our textiles go in the trash. We think when we give them to a lot of the different thrift stores that it's going to be resold. Well, a lot of them, if it doesn't get sold within the first month, it goes to a kind of an outlet store for those organizations. And after that, it gets bundled up and shipped off somewhere.
Hmm.
We've been shipping it to India. We've been shipping it to China. Obviously, China's not taking our stuff anymore. A lot of it just goes to the trash.
Wow. Okay. So there's a lot to learn about this. And it sounds like Textiles West has a lot of great information.
Yep.
Again, give the website so folks can learn more. Come and see this documentary on Sunday, it sounds like. And sign up for possible classes. Learn more about. So if they want to donate to you guys.
Yes, absolutely. We're young. We can use all the donations. And even $5 helps. So it's textileswest.org.
Perfect. Okay. You guys, we do need to take a quick break for news. We will come back more about the Big Give campaign this year next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. So many amazing people here. Okay, we're going to run through this again really quick. Ready? Director of the Give campaign, Barb Van Hoy, is here. Hello, Barb.
Good morning.
Textiles West Director Liz Kettle is here. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Christy Milligan, CEO Westside Cares, is here. Hello.
Hello.
Pikes Peak Philharmonic. It is Amy Plapp and Tom Fleece. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. And Indie Give is underway. This is a huge, impactful campaign that happens every year. This year, what is it, Barb? 100 nonprofits.
100 nonprofits.
That's amazing.
Counties.
Yeah. The most ever. Part of the Indie Give this year. And one of those organizations, Westside Cares, Christy Milligan is here. Hi, Christy. It's great to see you again.
Lovely to see you. Thanks for having us.
And it's a big, of course. And I know this is not the first year for Westside Cares being part of Indie Give.
It is not. We've been really fortunate to be included as a nonprofit worthy of your support for many years.
Now, for those that don't know about Westside Cares, tell us about Westside Cares. I know it's located on Colorado Avenue.
That's true. Westside Care's mission is to provide care and compassion to our neighbors in need. We do that in three ways. We prevent homelessness, we ameliorate the conditions of poverty, irrespective of housing status, and we also create a community that honors the dignity of all of its members. So there are a lot of programs that fall into that. Rental assistance, utilities assistance, housing navigation. We have an RN on site, a weekly doctor's clinic. We help people get identification. We help with clothing, nutrition. We have 6 pantries across the west side. We serve 10,000 unique individuals each year on the west side of Colorado Springs. And we do that in partnership with philanthropists like you through IndieGive, as well as 21 member faith communities and 400 volunteers at 7 sites.
It is amazing how connected Westside Cares is. And it truly is a community to make this happen, isn't it?
Yes. It takes all of us doing our part to make the community better.
So tell us about, because again, there's so many different programs that folks can benefit from or folks can take be a part of, like you're saying, the volunteers, the amazing volunteers. So there's so much work you guys do. So tell us about a recent kind of success story, if you will. I'm sure there's several, but is there one that kind of pops to the top of your mind? And
well, there is. So first of all, it goes without saying that anytime someone is hungry and comes to Westside Cares to get food and walks away with a voucher for 4 days worth of healthy, nutritious food, that is a success story, whether we follow up with a big celebration or not.
Right.
The success stories that people like to hear are the ones that are sort of longer in duration. We met a man named Jay several years ago. When we met him, he was sleeping outside. He would just come in for a cup of coffee every now and then. And then eventually he started asking for help with food and clothing. And then eventually he asked to see the nurse. He was diagnosed with a almost terminal illness. Our nurse was able to coordinate care for him, and in the process of building relationships with the advocates and the staff at Westside Cares, he began to see his own value. He applied for disability and recently received it, and he is now housed, and he has just completed his final surgery and should be in total remission, and he is living inside and really ready to give back to the community that supported him.
That is incredible. How impactful is that story?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's an illustration of the holistic sort of approach that we have to healing a person from the outside in, and our important role as mirrors. We believe that the currency of transformation is love, and the currency of love is relationship. So we really try to deepen our relationship with people to help them see their inherent dignity and the talents that they possess and bring to the table.
And so being a part of IndieGive every year, I mean, is critical to help obviously continue these programs and continue these incredible success stories.
Absolutely. We rely on the philanthropy, the collective philanthropy that IndieGive makes possible. It's really amazing to see the community come together, individuals of all walks of life, just like at Westside Cares, coming together to give $5, $50, $500 to make a significant impact in the community.
Now, if folks want to hear get more information about Westside Cares, maybe so they can learn more to donate, or like you said, Christy, it would not happen without volunteers. Maybe learn about volunteer opportunities or how they can get more involved or all of the above. What is the best way to do that?
Well, there are several ways. The best way is our website, which is westsidecares.org, but you'll also be able to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're also available. Just come by, stop in, say hello, be a part of our community. We'll treat you to a cup of coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I'm sure it has been difficult the last couple of days, the freezing temperatures, hasn't it, for some of those that are, you know, seeking help from Westside Cares, your organization, and the other organizations with the cold temperatures.
It's hard for all of us to sleep. And I will say, since I'm here, we are in desperate need of winter coats. So if your listeners need an incentive to clean out their closets, we would happily receive winter coats, gloves, hats.
Blankets. Absolutely. And can they just drop those off at Westside Cares?
We are open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Thursday evenings from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. But if none of those times work for drop-off, we would be happy to schedule an appointment. Just give us a call at 719-389-0759.
That's fantastic. Again, give the website so folks can also get more information.
Westsidecares.org.
Christy, it's always great seeing you.
Great to see you, Renee. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, Bike Speak Philharmonic. We're going to talk with Tom and Amy. That's next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking all things Indie Give. And from Pikes Peak, Philharmonic, whoop, whoop. Tom Fleece is here. Amy Plapp is here. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How excited are you guys?
Very excited.
And really now, excited. Is this the Philharmonic's first year on Indie Give? I'm guessing probably not.
This is our second year.
How amazing.
Yeah, it's been so great for us.
Well, and tell everybody, for those that have not really, maybe they're new to the community, maybe want to kind of dive further into the large arts culture that we have, it continues to grow in the Pikes Peak region. Tell us more about Philharmonic, because it's a staple.
Yeah. The Pikes Peak Philharmonic has been in existence since 1965.
Yeah.
It was actually started by the Colorado Springs Philharmonic at that point, or sponsored, and which is now the Colorado Springs, it was the Colorado Springs Symphony, is now the Colorado Springs Philharmonic.
Yeah.
And so over the years, it's sustained as being an excellent community orchestra that allows lots of different kinds of people, a very inclusive environment, to allow a lot of people at different levels to come in and play. Some of them are very, very accomplished. Some of them are just learning and growing. So it is a place where people can come and get mentored as well, and grow and do incredible music.
That's incredible. And again, any kind of area of type of musician, correct?
Well, pretty much orchestral instruments. So there are certain ones that are maybe specialized, like saxophone isn't used typically like it would be in a wind ensemble. But,
But
we have the typical orchestra instruments are playing with us, a percussion, woodwinds, brass, strings that are all included.
That's amazing. And now if folks want to learn more about, because you're saying, hey, a newer person may be able to get involved, which that support and that mentorship would be incredible. And there may be some parents listening too, going, is there an age restriction on somebody that can?
Not necessarily an age restriction. We do have an audition process, which takes place the first Tuesday of every month. And then we have a larger one at the beginning of the summer. But you can go on the website, www.pikespeakphil.org, and you can then look at when our auditions are, and you can contact us. And so what we're looking for as a team would listen to that audition to make sure that you're going to be comfortable playing the music that we're playing. I mean, you've got to be at least, if you're a string player, Suzuki Book 6, 7, 8, in that level.
Okay.
And then you're going to become comfortable to play most of the literature, and then you will continue to grow to eventually play all of the literature.
That's amazing. And just so everybody is clear, I want to make sure everybody understands the difference between Pikes Peak Philharmonic and Colorado Springs Philharmonic.
That is such a great question. The difference is they are a professional orchestra and we're a community orchestra. So they are professional musicians. They went to music school. They play music for a living. And we are people who play music for love, and we have other jobs. In our orchestra, we have engineers, we have school teachers, we have accountants, we have retirees, we have all sorts of folks. And a lot of times we go to their concerts
hear
them.
Or maybe they might come visit your guys's, right?
Sure.
And, you know, guest appearance, right?
Yes.
So that, they're professional and you guys are having fun. That's the great thing about it. Okay, so how does Indie Give, obviously very impactful. I mean, if you're a local organization promoting music, I mean, how fantastic is that?
It's been so great for us. Surprisingly, one of the best things has been just the application process was so helpful for us because it got us thinking about who we are and how we're unique and where we fit in the community. And we really hadn't done much of that type of thinking before. And I think to be a successful nonprofit, that's the kind of thing you really need to do. And they've also really helped us with our social media presence. And the best thing is the funds we've raised through Indie Give have allowed us to play our concerts at the Ent Center for the Arts.
Oh, how fun is
which
that?
Which is a fabulous venue.
That's amazing.
We just love it there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it's been kind of, growing, obviously, and continuing to grow. I'm sure Indie Give has helped with that as well, growing.
Right, right. We've grown, and I think we've gotten the word out. And I think as Colorado Springs changes and grows, we found a way to really be a part of that. We have all these great music programs in our schools, and then the kids graduate and they go on to do other things, but they still want to have music in their lives.
Absolutely.
As adults, they can come audition for our orchestra. When we did auditions this year, we had all these young adults from all over the country, from different states who were moving to Colorado Springs. Some of them were military, but some of them were moving here for a civilian job and they wanted to keep playing music. And so they came and auditioned.
That's so fun. Yeah.
That's
really fun. So, Tom, if somebody's listening right now and they're like, that's me. I want to keep playing. I want to be involved, or maybe want to hear some of the concerts that you guys put on. What is the best way to go through that process of applying or also to find out the schedule?
Yeah, one of the best things I think to do is to first come and hear us play. And so we allow people to even come to our rehearsals, which are on Tuesday night at the First Methodist Church, but to come to our concert, which is going to be on December 8th at the End Center at 3 o'clock, and they get to hear who we are and what kind of music that we do and see is this something that they might want to be a part of. And we also have intermissions where the orchestra doesn't go behind the stage, but they actually come out into the audience
and
they mix with the audience. Yeah. And so then you can ask them questions. What do you do? Why do you do this? And we have young kids that are coming. They may go up to the harp player and ask questions about that. They
I always wanted to learn how to play harp.
That's, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And so it really does give them an incentive, too. It's also a great venue for young and old as an audience. And we've also kept our concerts affordable. Our most expensive ticket is $10. And to go to anything at the End Center for $10 or anywhere, you know, is almost an impossibility. But that's what Indie Give has also helped us
do,
is to keep our concerts affordable. Seniors are coming for $8, and our military comes for $5.
Wow.
And so, and there's students that are coming for free, being accompanied by adults. So we have a lot of opportunities for people to go and see a professional orchestra play in the sense of being a community professional orchestra
and
enjoy some classical music.
That's amazing. Okay, so let's give the website once again so folks can learn more about Pikes Peak Philharmonic, see the upcoming concert schedule, and meet and find out more if they want to apply too. So what's the website again?
It's www.pikespeakphil.org.
It's so fantastic. And what's the next concert date?
December 8th.
So very soon.
Yeah, that's a Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Ent Center.
That's so perfect.
With a lecture that the conductor always does to help you to learn about the music, and that starts at 2:15. We always encourage people to come. They learn so much about the music, and that helps them to engage with the music.
Yeah, it sounds like quite the incredible program.
We'll be playing some holiday music. We'll have a little Nutcracker for you. We'll have some Tchaikovsky because we're doing a lot of Tchaikovsky this year. It'll just be a fabulous concert.
It sounds amazing. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. And Barb, we do want to, you guys are awesome. Thank you. And Barb, we do want to touch on a couple things really quick because we kind of have to put an exclamation point on this because we only have a couple minutes left. But again, these are just a couple of the amazing organizations that folks can donate to as part of the Give campaign this year.
Right, we've got 100. Come to IndieGive.com and find the ones that speak to your heart.
And now there's something called donor rewards. Is that right?
That's right. So at the Give campaign, we put fun in fundraising. There are leaderboards where you can see how each organization is doing. And one of our great things is local businesses are going to give you, when you donate, free gifts.
That's amazing.
So those are the rewards. So things like tickets to, actually you can get tickets to the Pikes Peak Philharmonic.
That's great.
You can get free tacos. You can get free beer.
You mean Taco Tuesday and beer? Okay, now we're talking Renee's world. Just say no.
So here's one of the most fun ones. If you are ready to make a $5,000 gift to any of these organizations or many of them, you can get a free zip line tour or a Segway tour from Adventures Out West for two.
That's
one of the great examples.
That's amazing. And also I just wanted to point out the amazing thing that's happened here today is organizations connecting with each other. It happened right here in the studio, just saying.
In fact, that's one of the things many nonprofits say.
Exactly.
One of their best values of being in the Give campaign besides getting
is connecting with other organizations. Yeah, that can help each other. You guys are amazing. Barb, Liz, Christy, Tom, Amy, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
I truly appreciate it. Good luck with the IndieGive. You guys go to IndieGive.com. Right?
That's right. Help us meet our goal this year, $1.8 million.
That's fantastic. Through December 31st. Okay. Coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Visit Colorado Springs will be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.